Amen. Got your Bible, sir? Move to Psalm 119. Psalms 119. This is an amazing book. Lord, laid on my heart to preach on you, preach to you this morning, or to us, or for us, or what do you want to call it, on his word. The word of God. Almost every verse in this 119th chapter says something about the word of God, either in the form of the word, or the testimony, statutes, judgments, law. Right. Nothing too probably. We're talking about all that's talking about the word of God. There's one before we begin reading. Precepts, that's one of them. I looked up that word precept. And it says that's one word he uses that tells you how to behave. He does that too, don't he? But all through the Psalms you'll find, longest chapter in the Bible, about the word of God. I know what I mean. Listen, I didn't look up how many times all the rest of it, but it's almost every verse. But I know I did look in concordance, and I believe it was 38 times a word, just the word was mentioned in this chapter. I'd like to read, first of all, begin read verse number 49. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon whom thou hast called me to hope. This is my comfort and my in my afflictions, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me, or said the proud, have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Honor have taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Look at verse number 5. Verse number 54. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrims. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Hallelujah. Look what he said in verse 54 again. Thy statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrim. You know what that is? We're just traveling through this country on our way to the real country, where our citizenship is. You know, somebody's always wondering about where the citizen's at. Main thing to get worried about, concerned about, is where is your citizenship? Somewhere in this world, or is it our citizenship? If you're a Christian, you know where it is, don't you? It's in heaven. That's a wonderful, marvelous thing. So I'd give a big question to ask ourselves this morning. We'll read one more other verse now, and there's piles of them in here. It's verse number 89 of this chapter. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, thy faithfulness unto all generations, and thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have then have perished in mine afflictions. I'll never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I'm thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. Look what he said in verse 89 again. Forever, O Lord, thy word settled in heaven. Can I say something before we pray? His word's not settled in some courthouse, nowhere on this earth. Folks, it's already settled. You can't change it. And people don't like this, but it's still true. It's already settled in who marries. It's man and woman. It's not man and man, nor woman and woman. It's already settled. Amen. That whole situation settled. It's already settled about the abortion issue. They can vote all they want to vote. Pass all they want to pass. Make all the laws they want to make. But I want to say this morning, the word of God is settled. You'll never change it. You think you can change it, grab one of the stars and bring it back down here. You might as well try that. It's fixed, folk. God settled it. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we know that you're still God, and we know that your word's forever settled. We know that you from eternity to eternity has always have been, always will be. And you're still our God, and I want to thank you for it. You still love us. And Lord, we abide according to your word. And God, I pray you'd speak to us and through us this morning. We pray that you'd quicken our hearts again with your word as you have in the past. That it may come alive, oh God, in our midst this morning. Quicken us and quicken your word. And quicken us by your word. Lord, we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to try to share with you this morning something similar along this word. What the word of God has done for us. What it's doing for us. What the word of God is to us. Amen. And what response we ought to be back because what he's done for us and how we ought to respond to the word of God. I was thinking about another verse over there. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I was thinking about a verse over in Luke chapter number 5. I won't read it, but I'll quote it to you. Part of it anyhow. Luke 5:5 says simply something this. Jesus said in the verse before, they'd been fishing all night. Hadn't caught a thing. You know what Jesus said to them? He said, cast your net. Put it over yonder. He told them right where to put it. And said, you'll get some. I'm paraphrasing it now. They hadn't caught nothing. They'd toiled all night. And you know what they said? Master, we toiled all night and caught nothing. But I like what Peter said. You know what he said? Many of you exactly know as good as I do. He says, nevertheless, at thy what? Word. Nevertheless, at thy word. Whatever Jesus said. I'm telling you, it's his word to stand, to speak, its authority and power. And he said, nevertheless, at thy word. They cast it out. I'm going to tell you something. Well, they begin to drag them in. It's the word of God what counts. Listen, we may not be able to prop up our word or can fulfill our word. May not be able to do what we think we can do. But God's always a stand by his word. And so he said, nevertheless, at thy word forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thank God. I want to say first of all this morning, God's word is not only settled in heaven, but it'll settle you and it'll settle me. Thank God. It'll settle us. It'll establish us and it'll strengthen us. The word of God will do it. If you'll hide it in your heart, you look through this book of Psalms and you'll find, I'm telling you what it'll do. Listen, the Bible said, and it'll also sanctify you. You know, the Bible said in John 17:7,
Satan. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God will sanctify and cleanse you and cleanse me and sanctify me. It'll settle me. It, thank God. It, oh yes, it will. The Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth how? Forever, ever, and ever. It's forever settled. It's forever settled. Never be changed. You can stand by it. That's why the Bible said that first verse I read. You know what it said? Lord, remember, remember the word where you caused me to hope. You caused me to hope. And Lord said, remember it. I want to say, thank God. He's got a good remember. He's got a long remember. He can remember what he told us. He can remember us, and he'll stay with it. I don't remember a lot of things. Oh no, somebody remind me. I don't remember it no more. I think I lost a lot of it. But I'm telling you, he never loses any of it. He knows it. There's only one thing, glory to God, that he forgets. I'm glad he does. Oh yeah, you know what it is. He forgot my sins. He put them behind his back to forget them, to never remember no more. He's God. That's what I call gracious remember. He's gracious unto us to forget our trespasses and sins and forgive us of our iniquities. Thank God he does. Aren't you glad? Amen. Isn't that amazing? He won't forget his precepts. He won't forget his... He always remembers precepts and his laws and his word. Everything that he said to us, everything that he promised us, he'll remember every one of them. But listen, that's that old good remember. That's that member that he has. But when it comes to the fact of our transgressions and our sins, he put them behind his back never to remember no more. And he cast them in the sea of what? Forgetfulness. He don't remember them. I said, Lord, isn't that amazing? You know, we old humans, though, we can remember somebody's bad thing better than we can the good. That's terrible. I pray, Lord, let me forget a lot of things. Don't bother me to forget them. I won't do some of it. If I had the power in my own mind, I'd forget every one of my past sins. Wouldn't you? And might remember more than one for the devil. Come around and jog and he won't remind you. But I'm going to tell you something. Just tell him. I mentioned the other day, it got so real to me. Remind him of his future. I got a gun. He don't. You know what? God reminds us. Oh, yes. He's got a good remember. Oh, I'm glad he says. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, he said, Lord, remember your word where you've called your servant to help. Remember that word. He does remember his word. You can mark her down. He upholdeth all things by the word of his power. He holds the world in his hands. If you look at God, you know how he created this earth and created this world. He spoke it into existence. He spoke. He said, let there be light, and there was light. His word was spoken, and he upholded it by the word of his power. You know why this universe don't vary any? Son, God spoke it into existence and set it on in order and set the timing on it. That's the reason they don't clatter around up where all them planets. That's the reason they don't get mixed up and run into one another. That's why the sun comes up and the sun goes down at the same time in the moon. You ever notice the moon? Watch it. If it's late in the evening and it's over this way, it's just about a quarter. We watch it every night. You ever watch them? When it gets full, what is it doing? I don't know where the sun comes up. It's coming up. Full moon.
How come that does that? God put it on it, didn't it? Marked her down. And she hadn't changed. Changes not. Hallelujah. I don't go to bed at night wondering if it's going to get daylight next morning. The Lord may come. But he said her not, her son. You ain't got to stay awake and watch it. She's coming. He said her not.
Hey.
That's God. And forever. You know what? Words forever settled. That's my everlasting, eternal, forever God. It settled it. Hallelujah. And it'll settle you. I mentioned a while ago. It'll establish you. You want to get grounded and established? Quit wobbling around everywhere and running around to and fro and in and out? I see a lot of that. But if you get born again, by the way, if you don't love this book and this word, you might better check up and see if you've had the new birth yet. Amen? Because we're born of the word of God. Born again, 1 Peter said, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth how long? Forever. That's what I got born to. Now, if I got born to the word, that living word, why wouldn't I want to read that book?
You were reading it and listening to it the day you got saved.
That's right. I already preached that night. Born again. Hallelujah. The new birth. You ever had it? You ever been born again? You ain't going to heaven if you don't have it. You say, I joined the church. That won't get you there. You said, preacher baptized me. That won't get you there either. You got to be born again. Born the first time of the flesh.
Born the second time of the spirit.
Yeah. New birth.
I wouldn't worry about it, but there might be somebody out there that's going to listen to it on the air. Might need to get born again.
Born again. New birth. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hey. Have you had it? What did he say? Look at this now. Look back at the scripture here in just a moment. He said, remember thy word unto thy servant which has caused me to hope. I got hope. Why? I got hope because I know he told me I did. It's in his word. And just this year, as he promised me eternal life, I got it. Because why? I've been born again. Jesus lives on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. New birth, born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And he said, forever thy word is settled. Oh yes, it'll settle us, it'll sanctify us, and it will strengthen us. You go read old book of Jeremiah. He eat the word, he said. He was eating it. I just read a verse this morning in Psalms 119. You know what it said? That word was sweet to my taste. Said it was sweet as honey. I had some honey this morning. It's good. Hey, you can get too much of it, though. But you can't get too much of this. But it's sweet as honey. It tastes sweeter than honey. You know what Jeremiah said? Fact of the matter, he said over in Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah said, the word of God was like a hammer. The word of God's powerful. Like a hammer, and it's like a fire.
And matter of fact, Jeremiah was going to quit. He got tired of preaching. They wasn't paying attention to him. And this is a real preacher, Jeremiah. He's going to quit. If you can quit preaching, quit it. Go on. Leave it alone. That's what he used to tell us. It was a young man called old Brother James Crumpton. Brother Buford, you remember? Some of y'all remember. Used to come, Brother Raymond, y'all remember? Used to come to the campground. He came over in 1 year, I know. You know what he was an older preacher. You know what he told him? He wrote him a letter and he said to him, I think God's called me to preach. Brother Crumpton told him back, said, don't do it. He sent him another letter, called him one, said, thank God's calling me to preach. He said, forget it. He's going to leave it alone. About the third or the fourth time he told him, he said, you know what that man told him? He said, that's killing me. I can't help it. I got to. He said, go ahead. Huh? You know what Jeremiah said? He said, I'm not going to preach no more. I'm not speaking no more in his name. But something happened to him. Raymond, you know what it was. What happened? The Word of God began to burn inside of him. You know why you need to get the Word of God in you? Honey, it'll keep you going. You said, I'm not preaching. It'll keep you going anyhow. You need it. It'll keep you going as a teacher. It'll keep you going as a testimony. It'll keep you going as a Christian. The Word of God gets a burning in your bones. It's a burning in your soul. And thank God it will. It's a fire. Hallelujah. Right. Good. Word of God. It's like a fire, buddy. It'll sanctify you. And it'll satisfy you. Oh, you know why this world's so unsatisfied and the eel is a hornet and can't stand itself? They try and get satisfied on the wrong food. On the wrong drinks. You see, I'm eating on the bread of heaven, drinking from the living fountains of waters, and it's real satisfying. It brings peace. It passeth all understanding. That's what the Word of God does. Whew. Taste and see the Lord. He's good. It'll strengthen you. You know why I try to eat a little honey alone? It'll strengthen it. Huh? Yes. And you know what? You know why we sit out at the table and eat? You know what they told me? I didn't have no appetite. Yes. That's bad when I didn't have one. I always had one. But I didn't have one. I went through what I did. I had to make myself eat. You know what they said? You got to eat if you're going to get better. You got to eat if you're going to get any strength. When you get where you can't put your hand in your mouth and you told that, you try to eat if somebody put something in it. Don't taste good. What all I went through it. But you know what? Taste buds come back. And you can tell it. Eating's good. But you know what? But all during that time, I never lost my appetite for the Word of God. I'm serious. Give me that hunger. That's why he said the newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the Word, that you might grow thereby. When you get born again, you got a desire for the sincere milk of the Word. And you're like a baby start on the Word of God that's drinking the milk. And then you can partake of the meat and to digest it and eat on it and feed on it and live on it. We live on His Word. And you get weak if you don't eat physically. You get weak. You'll be weak if you don't eat spiritually. If you're going to overcome temptations and trials and afflictions and troubles in this life, then you must eat from the Word of God. That's why I love to hear preaching. I listen to all I can. I love it. Well, if there are all these preachers are here this morning, preach. I love it. And buddy, we need it too. The Word of God. Hallelujah. This is my comfort in my affliction. You know what comforts me in my affliction?
Word of God does. You said you got any afflictions? Sure, many of the afflictions of the righteous, the Lord delivered them out of them all. And Apostle Paul said, my light afflictions are but for a moment. He said, it's got something on it. The light affliction, he said, is a light compared to the weight of eternal glory.
Amen.
Amen. So when you're going through some light, going through afflictions, you feel weighing against what God's got waiting for us over there. What's waiting on you? Then there'll be light, honey. Now, if you go to weigh him against what you may think somebody else is going through, you may think you're having it bad. But if you weigh him compared to the eternal things, what he's got prepared for you, they light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As old saying, I feel a spring in my step. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the Lamb. I'm glad. Glory to God. I'm glad we got something waiting on us over there. We got a light. Afflictions, our afflictions are light. But he said, it's comforted me in my afflictions. For thy word hath quickened me. Did you know what the Bible is? You read that. Before you go to bed tonight, read the 119th chapter of Psalms, okay?
Hey.
It's a lamp and a light to our feet and a light to our path. I get it backwards, but it's a lamp and a light to our feet and to our path.
Yep.
I remember hearing Dad and him talking about going hunting with lighter knots. I never did do that. That's the only light to hand. I remember him telling my grandpa killing an alligator with a, and where they'd wade across up to a little island and killed an alligator with an axe. That's all they had. Gunpowder got wet. I'm telling you something. No matter what you face, God will be with you. He won't forsake you. And he won't leave you. And he remembers you. And he remembers his promises and his word to you. He sure does. He calls me to hope in him. I'm hoping in the Lord. Hallelujah. We got a granddaughter named Hope. It's a pretty good name, ain't it? Hopey, I call her. Well, you know what? I'm glad I got some hope.
Yes, sir.
That's why I know how to sorrow. I feel sometimes I feel sorry for myself. I guess Friday, the first time I come over and cut the grass, since we put Carol's tombstone out there on the slab. A bit rough. But you know what I got to think about? I don't have as sorry as others, which don't have no hope. Huh? Then, and I don't feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for myself. But I don't have as sorry as others, which don't have no hope. Because if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, them also which what? Sleep in Jesus. Will God bring with him? What are they going to do? They're coming back with him. They are. The body's going to get out of the grave. Going to have a new body. If we're alive when he comes, our bodies will be changed. Folks, that's a hope beyond my imagination. But it's wonderful. Isn't it? Ooh, glory to God. And so it's hope. Oh, yeah, it's hope. You know what hope is? You read the book of Hebrews. Hope's anchor of your soul.
Right.
If you got some hope this morning, you ain't going to be tossed around about whatever wind, tow for doctrine. Listen, in and out, in and out. Listen, you're going to be settled and grounded and strengthened. Glory to God. And you can by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going on, but I'm hushing a minute, Lord willing. He's quickened me by his word. Lord, help me. The statues have been my songs. Hey, man, I'm not saying you got a cartoon. I don't drown y'all out and get off key. But I'll tell you one thing. When God saved me, he put a song in my heart. I wish I could sing. like some of y'all can. I wouldn't mind singing a special. But I sure do like to sing when y'all singing. But you know what God did? Put a song in my heart. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger. But I'm singing about a land that I'm going to. Amen. I'm singing songs. Amen. What about that song? You know what my songbook is? There's my songbook. Word. Singing about the word. Well, hallelujah. Are you rejoicing this morning? Glory to God. Here's what the psalmist says. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrim. I've remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. May in the darkest night of your life, get a hold of this now. He said, I remembered thy name. And he was singing about it. You know what? God give you a song in the night. This is a verse, right? Give it songs in the night. Now, I don't think he's just talking about the nighttime when the sun goes down. No, I don't think that's what he's talking about. He's talking about in the night, dark time in your life. When you're going through affliction, going through heartaches and sorrows, loss of a loved one, loss of a precious one, he'll give you a song in the night. Yes, he will. You can sing the word. Hallelujah. That same chapter, Psalm 119, I believe it's about verse number 9, said, where in all shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereof according to what? Thy word. Hey, sing. What he said, was it Psalms, the book of Isaiah? I can't remember exactly where it is, but you know what he said? He said, I waited patiently upon the Lord. I prayed to him, inclined. He heard my cry and my prayer. And said, he picked me up out of a horrible pit, set my feet upon a rock, established my goings, and put a what? New song. In my mouth, a heart one. If it's in your mouth. Close enough. If it's in your mouth, it's coming out of here, ain't it? Out of abundance of the heart, what? Mouth speaking. Thank you, Brother Biddy, because I quote it wrong sometimes. I may quote a verse and miss a word or two, but I'm going to still try to get more hit in my heart. What he said in Psalm 1, is it verse number 9 of that chapter, some of you there? Is that what it is? Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. That's pretty close, isn't it? What are we supposed to be doing? Hiding God's word in their heart. Hey. Whew. Thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for your word. Praise God to the Lamb. Woo. Hallelujah. Get some of it before we go to bed. Get some of it when you get up. Hide it. I wish I could remember better. I wish I could memorize better. I wish I could read faster. I wish I could pronounce words better. But I just do the best I can. With God's help, that's all I know to do. There were some words I was looking at yesterday. I said, my word. Carol was here. I'd ask her how to pronounce that word. That's the only thing she'd help me with. She said, I'm not preaching for you, and I'm not telling you what to preach. I don't even want to know what you're preaching. But she would happen to pronounce words. And if I don't tell them how to even hit at them, I'll skip them. I'll look them up. And you know what puzzles me about words? I'll look them up, and sometimes I'll look when I'm dictionary. And don't pronounce nothing like it's spelled. If I had anything to do with any language, I'd change them and spell them like the sound. That's true. Am I just saying that? I don't think I am. Who started all this? Some, Lord help me, some words don't even start with how you pronounce it. I can't even tell you how to spell possum, because if I was going to say it, I'd say opossum, I think. Don't it start with O? You like me? What does it start with? P? Does it start with a P or O? O? Starts with O, Danny. You trying to... I thought you'd pulling me. But you know what? Get the word in your heart. You say, I don't understand all the Bible. I don't either.
I'm understanding why I wasn't good in English. Better know the word that's got silent letters.
Right.
I don't want to put them in there for. They're silent.
I don't either. But you know what I do know? I do know if you're getting God's word, He'll bless you. Amen. He will. He'll help you. He'll strengthen you. So don't let big words, don't let, because the Bible is, I'll tell you what, let me just slow down a minute, hush a few minutes here and get back to where I'm going. But you know what? The Word of God, if it means, what it means to us, it's so wonderful to us. How do we ought to respond to it? Well, ought to read it. Or to search it. Search the scripture from them you think you have eternal life. And there they that testify what? Of me. What do we do with the word of God? We born of it. And we know what it's doing for us. How do we respond to it? I tell you one thing, we'd love it. We'd love the law of God. We'd love the precept. We'd love His word.
Desire it.
Yes, sir. We'd love it. We'd listen to it. We'd preach it. That's what Paul told Timothy. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. He told him to study the scriptures. Study them, he said, and search them. Study them, show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So what do we do with the scriptures? What do we do with the word of God? Study them. Search them. Don't we? Hide them in our heart. Amen. We'd love them. We'd walk in them. We'd live them. Hallelujah. The name of the unknown known. Amen. We'd see them. We'd search them and sing them. Hallelujah. We are. You know why I do some of my singing? Am I on a truck by myself, or am I in the field or somewhere on the tractor? And I hope nobody can hear me. That's where I do my singing. Mm-hmm. They can't hear me over there. But you know what? I believe God can, Brother Raymond. I'm singing to the Lord. And you know what? Whether you pray, you're praying to Him. Whether you're singing praises to Him. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Well, God's good, isn't He? He sure is good. He's wonderful. He's loving. He's glorious. Read this book, 1900 chapter. Read it, study it, search it. That's what we're to do with the scriptures. Hide it in our heart for the glory of God. And folks, God will settle you. He'll strengthen you. He'll sanctify you. He'll give you that surety, security that you need in your heart and your life for the glory of God. Would you stand with me as we look to the Lord? God spoken to your heart.